So please feel free to repeat yourself. As a matter of fact, that's how you build a brand. You know, there's a way you say something often enough and frequently enough that people begin to associate it with you. Repetition is how you build a brand. Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. Today, I'm going behind the scenes to reveal three things I'm finally doing this year with my content strategy. But before we get into that, I'd like to check in with you. When last did you try something new? If you're not sure, you can think about it by asking yourself, how long have I been doing life this way and why? So how long have I been running my business this way and why? How long have I been creating this kind of content and why? How long have I been maintaining these friendships and why? You see what I mean? So just checking how long you've been doing stuff and why, it's a great way to start to ask yourself, when last did I try something new? You know, sometimes we want to do new things, but we are not sure if we should do them. We are not sure how we should do them. We're not sure when we should do them. And so we just talk ourselves out of doing it altogether. But if you don't take new action, you will not see new results. That's why this is important. And today's conversation is actually about the new actions I'm taking, renewed commitments that I'm making as regards my content. So in our business at ShopHQ, we have boiled down everything we do into three critical actions. I mean, taking our mission, our vision, and our objectives, and just deciding based on where we're going and what we should be doing. What are our three critical actions that we must do every day? This is something I learned from Donald Miller's book, Business Made Simple. Anyway, one of our three critical actions is to grow our email list every day. So from the time that I started to grow my email list, I've taken it seriously. I've realized the benefits, both from a business point of view and a branding point of view, of growing our list. And it's something we do every day. Now, in this year, we have decided to revisit that, and not just to grow our list every day, but to grow it substantially every day. I'll share more about how I'm thinking about that shortly. If you're thinking, this conversation is for me, I've been scared of trying new things. Well, it's normal. I mean, when you're trying to do something you haven't done before or something you're not sure how it's going to work out, your brain is going to try to alert you because that's its job, to keep you from danger. Except that this is not as dangerous as it sounds. You're not going to die from doing things. So if you're thinking about doing new things and you're faced with fear, you know, that fear of what if it doesn't work? What if, you know, it destroys everything? I don't want to break anything in my business just because I'm trying something new. If you're thinking about that kind of stuff, let me say to you that this is normal, but you can overcome it. And I have actually thought to myself, if nothing is broken, why do you want to do something new? So sometimes the reason that we do new things is just to continue to stay ahead of what we see coming. So I have the benefit of having foresight into where my industry is going, where the market is going, and just thinking about how do I want to position my business ahead of time for that. And sometimes it's nerve-wracking because what you see ahead hasn't happened yet. And you're thinking, should I really change everything because of what I know is coming in the future? Or should I just keep things as they are? Sometimes you're scared of making the wrong decision. So how do I deal with this fear personally? Well, there are three mindsets that I, you know, hold on to around this. And one thing that I always remind myself is that it will all work out. And that's not just some motivational platitude. I know it will all work out because so far in life, it has all worked out. There's no business decision I've made that has killed me or that has destroyed the business so far. So I know not every new idea will be a hit. Not every new decision will be the best one, but it's not going to destroy your life, you know? So just that mindset that it's all going to work out in the end, everything will align in the end. Even if I don't win in this situation, I'm going to learn. And that is still a win. Second, I think about the fact that I'm able to try new things. I have capacity to try new things. I do it all the time. As an entrepreneur, that's the game. We're trying new things, hiring new people, you know, starting new projects. You have no idea how it's going to turn out. Sometimes you're unsure. Sometimes you're afraid. Sometimes you're uncertain. But you do it anyway. I have the ability to do that. And the third thing I remind myself is that, look, I can always course correct. If it doesn't work out, then I retrace my steps. I can always take a detour. I can always reinvent. I can always repair. I can always change what I'm doing. I'm not a tree. I don't have to stay stuck in one place forever. And because I know that if something is not turning out the way we expected it to, we can always correct things. It gives me the confidence to go ahead and try new things. At the end of the day, I just take imperfect action. I'm such a believer in taking imperfect action. And if you've been in any of our trainings or, you know, boot camps or just free programs, you're going to see where I keep talking about the fact that if you don't take new actions, then you're not going to see new results, because information alone is not going to change your life. You must also take action. So at the end of the day, I take imperfect action. It's not going to be the most perfect thing I've ever done. It might not even be the most beautiful thing I've ever done. But it is certainly better than doing nothing. So that's how I think about trying new things. That's how I think about introducing new routines. That's how I think about stepping out in faith in my business. So back to our content strategy, I was saying that one of the things we do is to grow our email list every day. We already do that. We've been prioritizing that for years. If you go to my profiles on social, for example, the links that you're going to find there are links to, you know, the first link in my profile is not just going to randomly say, oh, visit my website or read my blog. It's going to be a link to a specific resource that you need your email to sign up for. That is a priority for us. It has been a priority for years. And even just that simple action has grown our email list every single day. And this is important for you to hear, especially if you're just, you know, in the beginning stages of building your brand, and there are so many ways you could be spending your time. It's important that you grow your audience. It's nice to build a following. All of that is great, but I strongly recommend that you prioritize growing your subscribers. Because at the end of the day, a strong email list is not just about new subscribers or new readers. It's also about a better audience. It's also about bigger revenue. It's also about a stronger business, because your email list is your, you know, like the community hub of your business. If you want to send people anywhere from there, you can. If you're starting something new today and you have hundreds of people on your list, you can send just one email and you're sure it will land in their inbox. Now, you're not sure they're going to read it immediately, but you're sure it's going to be there. Unlike social, where when you post something, some might see it, some might not, and some may never. But in this case, you're sure it's going to be in their inbox. You're also sure that they're going to be reading it at their own convenience. Some people read their emails first thing in the morning. Some read it, you know, just in the intimacy of the bedroom before they go to bed at night. You're meeting people where they are. And that's one of the reasons why it's such a powerful means of communicating with people who have signed up and indicated interest in hearing from you. Never ever spam people that did not ask for your emails. But yeah, that's why this is an important thing to hear today, that growing your email list is a great business investment. So for us, we continue to grow the list. We continue to optimize our emails and our sequences. So we have automated sequences where when you sign up for something on my website or when you sign up to receive a resource from me, you're going to get it immediately. And you're also going to get some follow-up emails to just help you do that thing you're trying to do. It's automated from time to time. We refresh that sequence from time to time. We improve those emails, you know, just make them better, make them more memorable, make them more helpful. And we continue to optimize every asset for email growth. That's just something that we already do. I wanted to give you that background so you have an idea of what our content strategy looks like on the front end. You know, there are so many other things going on beneath it, but you're going to see that idea of growing our email list front and center. Yeah. So this year, we stay committed to that. And right now we're saying we not only want to grow our email list every day, we want to grow it substantially every day. So which means that we're coming into the year just thinking about our commitment to anything we're doing to grow our following or to grow our audience is not just about visibility, but it's also about growing our subscribers. So if I was going to invest in any form of marketing, the outcome there would be to grow our email subscribers, you know. So that's how we're thinking about it. That's one thing we're optimizing for. Every single asset we're optimizing for email growth. And just digging into the analytics, looking at the data over the years, we can see the things that have catalyzed our growth the most. You know how it is when you're in business, you do different things. There's so many things you do. So many marketing activities, so many things you do for visibility, to build your credibility. But when you look at the data, you're going to realize that some things just work better than others. So we have been able to see what are the strategies that have stood out for us? What are the strategies that people have responded to the most? And how can we do that again and again and again? So we are not just making this decision out of thin air. We're also digging into our analytics to see what is the data telling us and where should we be going with this. So that's a background into, you know, just how we approach building our list and our content strategy in general. There are so many parts to your content beyond your email list, but we put that email list front and center and everything else flows from there. You know, we do other things in our business. So for example, I host this podcast, we post on social media. And so I'm not saying that the email list is the only thing you're going to do, but I just shared that to show you how we are prioritizing that and the sources of information that we have. So we're looking into our email analytics, we're looking into our reviews, we're looking into the replies that we get, where are people telling us they're coming from, what are they responding to, which resources have been downloaded the most, you know, what sort of emails the people reply to the most. All of that is giving us data and insights, not just into the kind of emails to send, but into the kind of content to create. So we're using our email data to create more resources for our audience, because what we've realized is that these top tier subscribers, this quality audience, we want more of them. So if this is the kind of content you responded to, we're going to go back to social media and create that kind of content again. You see what I mean? So the conversation is not really just about email, but it's about taking the top quality people in your audience and using them to inform your entire content strategy. So that's one thing that we are really doing, digging deeper into growing our email list every single day. So having said that, I want to share specifically three things I'm doing in my content strategy this year that I've always thought I'll do, but I'm finally doing them. The first one, we're making our content do more. So I've built my body of work over the years. You know, I have a book, I've created courses, lots of training programs over the years. I have a podcast, I have a LinkedIn newsletter, I'm going to come back to that. On social media, I've created thousands of posts, you know, on my profiles and even on Shop HQ, on the business profiles, we have that body of work. And so now we're saying, look, I'm going to keep creating more content because it's what I do. I'm going to keep writing because I'm a writer. Okay. But I don't want us to rely on new content to serve our audience. So we're going to make our existing content do more. So right now, what we're doing is digging through our body of work, looking for the sentences, the paragraphs, the quotes, the carousels, the videos that have stood out the most. And recreating them, you know, just reinventing them, refreshing them and bringing it back. And so far it's been working. You know, there was actually a post that we made, say, roughly a year and some months ago. And then we brought it back again this year. It worked exactly as well as it did last time, even better. Because what works just works. People respond to what they respond to. If it's helpful to them, they will let you know. The engagement is telling you a story. So instead of thinking, oh, it just happened, you know, I was just lucky to have posted at the right time, you need to dig deeper and see this content is doing well. How can we make it do more? How can we refresh it? How can I bring it back? So that's something we're doing. We're repurposing a lot. And in case you're scared of doing this, maybe you're feeling like, I've posted it before. 400 people liked it. Oh my goodness. 400 people in your past is nothing compared to the 4 million people in your future. And let me tell you right now, you're the only one who sees 100% of your posts. There's nobody else who sees every single thing you post. So you're going to need to say it again. And when you post it again, you realize that some people are seeing it for the first time. They're sharing with their friends. They're sending to everybody they know. Some people saw it the first time, but it didn't really make sense to them, or it did not resonate with them at that point in time because it wasn't their problem. But now it is something they're thinking about, and you brought it out just at the right time. So please feel free to repeat yourself. As a matter of fact, that's how you build a brand. You know, there's a way you say something often enough and frequently enough that people begin to associate it with you. In the speech that Martin Luther King is popularly known for, he said, "I have a dream how many times?" Yeah, you get the point. You have to repeat yourself for it to stick. Okay, repetition is how you build a brand. Repetition creates remembrance. You want people to remember that you said something? Say it again. So that's the first one. Next, we're giving more exclusive opportunities to our email subscribers. And this is the reason why I even took the time to explain our mindset and strategy around email subscribers earlier, because now this would make sense. So we're giving more exclusive opportunities to our email subscribers. What does that mean? It means that if you're on my email list, now this year, I'm going to go deeper behind the scenes with you. So for example, we're recording this podcast episode, and for everyone who listens, they're going to hear what I'm saying. But when I'm sharing with my email subscribers, I would go deeper. I would say something else behind the scenes that they only had the opportunity to know about because I shared it with them specifically. So we are creating more templates, more resources that only people who are on our email list will get. So we're giving those exclusive opportunities. I committed to doing giveaways throughout the year 2024, especially educational related giveaways. For February, the giveaway that I did was not on Instagram, which is where most people would have expected it. It was just right inside an email I sent out to my email subscribers. So it's like saying thank you for subscribing. It's like saying you're VIP and I'm treating you as VIP. So it's just something that we are doing in our content strategy this year, giving more exclusive opportunities to people on our email list. It's not just to encourage more people to join the list, but it's also to even help people who are in our community to see that, look, you are special. Because you see, it's such a powerful action for someone to sign up and say, I want to continue to hear from you. They're letting you know that they believe in what you're doing. They admire your work. They appreciate your contribution. And I think that's a more powerful action than leaving a like or a comment or following online. You know, just saying, take my email address. I want to hear from you. I think that that should be rewarded. And we are creating the time to do just that. And the third thing we are doing, particularly because of the way that the economy is right now and just all of the information that is coming out about how people need to work more, to make more, we want to support our people more. We want to meet them where they are. And so we have created new resources specifically to make business and branding easier for our audience. Now, I do believe that you can win in any economy. But we must also realize that sometimes it's harder to win, not just because the economy is experiencing a tough time, but also because people are dependent on others. So, you know, when there's a tough time, your family is depending on you, your friends are depending on you, your mentees are depending on you. Sometimes that pressure can be a lot. It gets overwhelming. You start to doubt yourself. You start to scramble for the few resources you have. And if you're not careful, you're going to slip into a mindset that just wants to hurt everything and just feel like, oh, everything is going to be hard. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we want to make sure that our people do not have to go down that low. So we are supporting with more resources. It's the thing that we know how to do. So in your business, you're going to think about, what's something I can do to help my people win or to help them thrive, even in these tough times? And one thing that we do well is creating teaching resources, creating curriculum that can help people to get quick wins. And so we're just leveraging that. Specifically, I started a new LinkedIn newsletter. Yeah, that's right. Apart from my email list, now I have a LinkedIn newsletter. publishing every week on LinkedIn. And what I'm sharing is about how to clarify and communicate in such a way that you convert readers and browsers into clients. Now, this is something that I've been sharing anyway, but I'm building a body of work around this type of communication. The newsletter is called Say It This Way. It's a LinkedIn newsletter called Say It This Way. And I'm building a body of work around that so that even with the pressure of increasing how much you make, you now have support for how to communicate that, for how to communicate your value, for how to communicate with impact, for how to make more people care about your work. So it's not just an informational newsletter. So it's not, oh, this is how to talk or this is how to communicate. No, we're making it really easy. So for example, there was an edition that says, these are the exact words that you should use in your bio instead of freelancer so that people take you more seriously and they're willing to pay you more. So I'm not just saying don't call yourself this or stop using this. We're saying, look, here's a list of 21 options. Take one and go. So that's what we're trying to do with that newsletter. We're really making it plug and play, creating templates and giving people quick wins in how they communicate their value. Because once you can communicate better, once you can get people to see themselves in what you're saying, the struggle to convince them will disappear and you would ultimately sell more. So it's a free resource we've introduced and it's something we're doing this year. The second way that we are supporting people more, still on that subject of supporting people more, is we've now created a new line of communication for our alumni. So for everyone who's taking our program, you know, in the past, we're now introducing a monthly communication with them. And what we are doing there, it's really not about new tips, new stuff to try. No, it's just about what's working now, encouraging them, and then celebrating them. So we're spotlighting the achievements of alumni of our programs in the same vein. We're encouraging them on what they can do. And then I share one strategy that I think they can implement in that month to make their business do better. And finally, we also include a resource or two that we recommend to help them reach their goals. It's completely free. So even though they have paid us for a program, we have delivered what we promised. But now I'm just thinking, if people need some more support right now, especially people who have already raised their hands before and allowed me to help them, how can I help them more? How can I help them better? How can I help them quicker? So that's, you know, what we're doing this year. They're all stuff that I've thought about doing at some point in time or the other, but now we're finally doing them, repurposing our content, making it go further, making it do more, giving more exclusive opportunities to email subscribers, and finally creating new resources to support people to thrive in any economy, especially this one that we have found ourselves globally in 2024. Back to that question of when was the last time you tried something new? I hope that this episode has given you permission, you know, to think about new ways to do things in your business and also an example of what is possible. It's okay to start something new. It's okay to try something new. It's okay to look for ways to help your people achieve more and to help them become better than they imagined. You know how it is when people just feel like, oh, they've gotten the best content they could get from you, or they've gotten the best resource they could get from you. But then you're saying, hold my cup. I have an idea of how I can make this even better. So you go ahead and do those new things. Try those new thoughts, experiment, take new actions, for that's how you see new results. Until next time, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.